A little kid said to his friend, today in church, the pastor tried to drown somebody, and everyone clapped and took pictures.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today we will combine two of my favorite things, puppies and cheesecake. That's not right. Let's see here. I meant to say today we'll be talking about kids and church. When they were knee-high to chihuahuas, we began taking our kids to church. But it's risky business, as we discovered when our four-year-old took part in a concert at a massive church where he performed an unrehearsed and urgent potty dance before 3,000 people. The congregation found this knee-slappingly hilarious. My wife wanted to crawl under a bench and hide for about a year. But we pulled ourselves together and brought the kids back week after week. And I'm so glad we did. Just for fun, here are a few stories reported by amused Sunday school teachers. Casey asked her Sunday school teacher a question. If the people of Israel are Israelites and the people of Canaan are Canaanites, are the people of Paris called parasites? If that's true, the people of Hamburg are called hamburgers. One Sunday school teacher explained the story of God's prophet Elijah and the false prophets of Baal. She told how Elijah built an altar, cut a steer in pieces, and laid it on the altar, then had the people fill 12 barrels of water and pour it over the altar. Now, said the teacher, can anyone tell me why God would have Elijah pour water over the steer on the altar? A little girl raised her hand and replied enthusiastically, to make gravy. Another Sunday school teacher asked his class, does anyone here know what we mean by sins of omission? An eager child raised her hand. Those are the sins we should have committed, but didn't. One teacher told the story of the Good Samaritan, in which a man was beaten, robbed, and left for dead. She described the situation in vivid detail as her class looked on with wide eyes. She asked the kids, if you saw a person lying on the roadside all wounded and bleeding, what would you do? It was quiet as they thought about it. Then one girl said, I think I'd throw up. One of the most quoted Bible verses by Christian parents and educators is, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. Of course, not all Proverbs are promises for life. Many are principles for living. But it's interesting that a nationwide survey by Barna Research provides statistical support for this divine guideline. Of those who attend church as a child, 61% are church attenders as adults. Of those who did not attend church when they were kids, only 22% are regular church attenders as adults. It makes sense to me. May I encourage you to be in church? A Harvard study found that those who attend church as kids are 12% less likely to suffer from depression, 33% less likely to use illegal drugs, 18% more likely to report high levels of happiness, and 87% more likely to have high levels of forgiveness compared with those who did not attend. And there's more to it, of course. We give our kids a leg up, though, when we love Jesus, live what we teach, and pray like crazy. And take them to a gospel-centered church. It may be risky. You never know what your kid is going to say, but it's well worth it. One little guy became restless as the preacher's sermon dragged on and on and on. Have you been there? Finally, he turned toward his mother and he said far too loudly, Mommy, if we give him the money now, will he let us go?
With so many voices claiming to speak for God, how do we know who to trust? Our friends at Back to the Bible Canada present Dr. John Neufeld's new book, Who Speaks for God? Available this month through Laugh Again for a feature price of just $7. Want the ebook instead? Get it free in January. Order now at 1-800-663-2425 or visit laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.